And I want to remind you that roadway mortality is believed to be a major factor in turtle population declines in the Northland and across the U.S. And you can help. You can slow down, be safe. Don't just, you know, come to a screeching halt. Put on your hazards, and then you find that turtle. Try not to touch it a lot or take selfies with it or some silly thing. And help it across the road in the direction it was going.
Yes. Yeah. And if it's a painted turtle, you can fairly safely pick those up from the edges of the plastron carapace joint between the legs. You can pick up a painted turtle there. The problem with handling a painted turtle is that she usually evacuates her water when you pick her up, and she needs that water to dig her nest, to kind of cement the sides of the nest. And so if she voids her water when you pick her up, she has to replenish that water supply before she can actually go about drinking or laying her eggs. So be gentle with them, be quick with them, and set them down as quickly as you can once you get them off the road. If it's a snapping turtle, the plastron on the bottom of the snapping turtle is a pretty narrow little cross, which gives the snapping turtle great flexibility with its legs.
Oh.
So it can reach just about everywhere under its shell with its feet. And my experience is if you try to pick up the snapping turtle the same way you'd pick up a painted turtle, that is to slide your hands underneath the shell sort of midway up the back of the thing, it's going to reach up with its hind feet and catch your fingers and pull your hands off. Mm. And they're not overly strong, but they're strong enough to push your fingers off of them. So you either have to be really ready for that, or you have to pick them up in a different way. Now, you don't want to pick them up by the tail, because most snapping turtles weigh 15 to 20 pounds. That's the average size. They get bigger as they get older, but because the females are the ones that have to go out and lay the eggs each spring, they are more subject to this road depredation. They're more subject to being killed on the highways. And so oftentimes, the really big snapping turtles turn out to be males just because they have a safer life. You can pick up a snapping turtle by putting your fingers under the carapace, that's the upper shell, in the back, sort of behind the back legs. There's a lip there, and you can grab the turtle there, and it can't grab you. It can't get a hold of you. The one thing that you want to remember about snapping turtles is that their species name is Serpentina, and that refers to snake-like, and that refers to the fact that their neck can come out of their shell almost equal to the length of the shell itself.
Ooh.
So they can reach around with their head and try to bite you. Now, most people say, oh gosh, you don't ever want to get bitten by a snapping turtle. They can bite off your finger, or they can bite through a broomstick. Well, the actual truth is, yes, they might be able to bite off your finger if they got it in just the right place. They can put down somewhere in the neighborhood of 250 newtons of force on a finger. And while that may seem like a lot, a human being can put somewhere between 350 and 700 newtons of force with their molars. So you would be much sorrier if you put your finger in the mouth of a human being and let them bite you than you would if you put your finger in the mouth of a snapping turtle. But I would say you probably don't want to put your finger in either of those mouths, just given the nature of the snapping turtle's mouth. It's kind of it's like a beak. It's a hard, sharp edge. And no doubt 250 newtons on your finger with two sharp edges, one pushing down and one pushing up, would be at best uncomfortable and probably run way past that in terms of places you'd rather not be, things you'd rather not do. So the turtles, they are out, and they're the ones you see are the females. And
they're old, right? I mean, it takes a while to get to maturity, and so it's really important to
15 years for the snapping turtles to get to a breeding size.
Okay.
And
here's the other thing we see listed here. It's that if you see a turtle laying its eggs, you should build a nest cage around it to protect it.
Right. Yeah. Because everybody likes a fresh omelet in the morning or in the middle of the night. And by everybody, I mean foxes and skunks and raccoons and dogs, and every little carnivore out there is happy to dig up a turtle nest and help themselves to the eggs that are inside. It's a good source of protein and pretty easy to get since the eggs don't fight back. But yeah, if you have some hardware cloth that... Think of screening for really big mosquitoes, 1/4-inch hardware cloth or 1/2-inch hardware cloth. You can make a little cage, and what I do is I dig a little trench and I just sort of bury it a couple inches in the ground. But the thing about building a cage for them is that you need to go back there in 80 days and start watching, because it takes about 80 days for the eggs to hatch. It can run a little bit longer. It can go as long as 90. But when they hatch, those little turtles need to get out of the cage that you've built for them and be released. Let them get out and crawl away. So if you do build a cage, and I highly recommend that you do, especially if you have children. It's a great thing, a great way to introduce them to some nature. Make sure you check it after 80 to 90 days so that you don't have those turtles all trapped inside the cage.
The DNR wants you to document your find when you're helping some turtles across the road. They said you can help wildlife experts and by participating in the Minnesota Turtle Crossing Tally and Count Project. Go to herpmapper.org and register to file your findings. And they're also looking for that in the Wisconsin area as well. They're both kind of wanting to find out what's going on out there so they can report roadways where the turtles are crossing, or if you find them dead on the road as well. Get involved and learn something. You're right. With
kids,
it might be a cool thing to be doing.
Absolutely.